Hammer Time.
Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio comes your way right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Brought to you by Lakeshore Bank, putting people first since 1891. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Special thanks to Tom Bowerly. We spent an hour and a half together on Wednesday talking about the hazards of electrification. And you can jump on the phone and give us your opinion. As we bring you the folks from TRS today, Matt and Jeff, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
It's always a pleasure to have you both in studio as we are at the point of transition in your industry away from installing gas furnaces in new homes. I'm going to ask you first, are you ready?
No, I don't think any of us are ready.
Mm-hmm.
No builder, no developer, no HVAC contractor is ready.
So we're going to be getting into that. And, of course, we want to also entertain your questions for Matt and Jeff about your furnace and maintaining it for the upcoming winter. Now's a great time to have them come over and give you a tune-up before we really need the furnace. Don't wait until it breaks down. We'll be talking about the steps that they take to get your furnace tuned up for the winter. And you remember, if you were listening last week, we talked about something that happened in the 70s, which is kind of an ironic parallel to what we're about to see happen in our society now. In the 70s, there was a gas moratorium, and I promised I would do a little research on that. During the severe natural gas shortages of the mid to late 70s, Buffalo and most of New York was put under a natural gas moratorium, which restricted new gas hookups. So during that time period, people were having to install electric heat in new homes. So there's an interesting parallel here. And I was mentioning last week that when we go into a home to renovate it and we see a 200-amp service, we say to the homeowner, you must have had electric heat when this house was built. And they say, yes, we couldn't wait to rip it out and put in a regular furnace. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into that today, too. Now, these bans affected new construction, and this was in the 70s. The crisis was driven by several factors, including federal price controls that suppressed supply, depletion of natural gas reserves, and increasing national debt. The winter of 76-77 was one of the coldest on record. The high demand combined with reduced supply from the Gulf of Mexico due to the cold, and it led to severe natural gas shortages. As the largest population center in New York, Buffalo, outside of New York City, of course, served by National Fuel, Buffalo was hit hard by supply cutbacks from its major supplier, Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company. Now, to deal with the crisis, utility companies were forced to impose moratoriums prohibiting new gas hookups. Across the country, the shortages led to school and factory closures. In Buffalo, the governor declared an emergency to protect public health. Now, even after the worst of the crisis in 77, experts predicted shortages would continue. Gas utility companies in Buffalo were forced to curtail service to certain customers for the remainder of the winter and plan for potential future shortages. In response to the crisis, then-President Jimmy Carter signed the Emergency Natural Gas Act of 77, authorizing federal intervention to address supply issues. This was followed by the Natural Gas Policy Act of 78, which began to deregulate natural gas and create a national market to balance supply and demand. And ever since then, of course, natural gas has been flowing freely and probably hands down the most reliable way to heat our homes. Would you not agree?
100%.
So let's get into, first of all, before we get too far away and in the weeds to back to electrification discussion. Let's talk to our listeners about what's important for them to be considering when they're getting their furnace ready for the upcoming heating season.
Well, first thing is everybody may or may not have heard that gas is going to be up this year. So they're expecting 16% increase in your utility bill.
Still a bargain.
It is. Absolutely it is. But, you know, try to get your system tuned up. Make sure it's, you know, cleaned and working and as efficient as possible.
Right.
And this way it's going to keep your gas bills down.
Exactly. Because obviously you want to be conscious of that, even though it's, as they say, a bargain. It's still important to be aware of what might be, you know, over-consuming your natural gas.
Oh, absolutely. Your system could be over-firing. You're using more gas than you need to. You know, just not working right to begin with. So, you know, again, you're going to use more gas than you absolutely need to.
How much of what you just said impacts the burners themselves if they're dirty? Do they burn richer?
It all depends. You know, you can get delayed ignition. You can get system cycling on high limit. You know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, can be an issue. You know, these systems aren't made like they were years ago where you just left them in the corner and nobody did anything with them and they sat there for years. I mean, you know, nowadays, just like anything else, nothing is made like it was years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. Let's get through the checklist of what you do when you do a service checkup.
So when we come out, I believe there's 26 or 27 points that we do on the system. We start right at the top, go right down to the bottom. We check the burners, flame sensors, igniters, pressure switches, clean the condensate traps on them. Biggest thing that we do is we do a combustion test on every system that we maintain, and that combustion test tells us how efficient it's running, tells us how much oxygen, how much carbon dioxide, how much carbon monoxide we're putting out with these systems. And we can watch and see, do we have a problem or a potential problem, you know, coming down the pipeline here that we need to bring to someone's attention.
Interesting question for you about gas leaks. Now, they put an odor in gas, so we detect it. But I've been in homes where people didn't smell it for whatever reason. And maybe they just get used to it.
Correct.
Do you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, that you'll walk into a house and you open a basement door and it's like, wow, you know, something's really going on here. And you talk to the homeowners, they're like, no, you know, we've never noticed anything. Every home in our area, it doesn't matter how old the home is, every home in our area has at least one gas leak somewhere in this house.
Really?
And it could be so minute that, you know, the air that's getting put into the house is diluting it so you're not smelling it and is being exchanged so it's not, you know, a danger to anyone. But every home in our area is going to have a leak somewhere.
Really? That's a pretty bold statement, Joe.
Check every home. Guarantee you. Go through your home. You will find somewhere you have a little bit of a leak. I have it in my own home. I know I do.
So what's a homeowner to do to detect that?
As a homeowner, I mean, if you smell, you definitely want to, you know, if you smell something, you definitely want to get a hold of a contractor. You definitely want to have somebody come in and take a look at it. You know, be proactive. You know, a lot of people, you know, they hang clothes on gas lines in the basement. You know, they, you know, prop things up against it. You know, all that disturbs the pipe. That creates these leaks.
Okay. So you just by jarring a pipe, you could create a gap in the couplings that could cause
absolutely
leak. Yeah.
You know, a 90, you know, you got a 90 in there that's connected, you move it a little bit, you could create a little bit of a leak. Years ago, you know, they really didn't use pipe dope, you know, I mean, and we're talking ages ago. They used soap, I mean, and that was the pipe dope that they used. So I mean, that stuff dries up over time, it cracks, and just through normal, you know, usage, it dissipate. So then therefore you end up with a little bit of a leak.
When you do your service checkup, are you looking for that?
Yes, our guys do come down. They do have natural gas detectors that they will put up. You know, typically we just, you know, magnetize them to the ductwork along with a CO meter, and they'll put them up while they're doing their checkup and just see, you know, are we seeing anything or not?
So it's very important for safety.
Absolutely.
Now, the house that exploded in Hamburg, they determined that was a natural gas leak.
Yeah.
It had to be quite a severe one, you think?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, to take a house up like that, I mean, to the extent that it did. And I believe there was one in Lackawanna maybe a couple years before that. So, yeah, I mean, at that point, somebody should have noticed something. But again, you know, a lot of people, if it's been there a long time, they get immune to it.
803-0930 is the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WBEN if you have a question about your furnace. If you want to discuss electrification, certainly that's always on the table. We'll be continuing to wave the flag. On that point, by the way, anyone listening to us right now, please tell your family and friends how important this subject matter is if they're not a regular WBEN listener. Have them tune in to us to learn more about it and spread the word about how dangerous this will be to our society. And we'll be getting into some of those issues again today here on Hammer Time Radio. And encourage them to give the governor a call and tell them tell her how you feel about this. We'll be giving the governor's phone number out a few times today so that you can give her a call and tell her Dominic said hello. We'll get ready for that. So get paper and pen ready for the governor's phone number. As I say, we'll be giving it out a couple times. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating, same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Check out the Cortez website, by the way. Everything we do is there, from our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, and TMP of Buffalo, techno metal posts replacing concrete piers, and of course our cooking school, our Come Home to Cortez cooking school, and checking out our upcoming classes. We've got a great class coming up November the 3rd, where we're going to teach you how to make fettuccine, pappardelle with wild boar, tagliatelle, and fettuccine, the class coming up on November 3rd. If you've ever wanted to learn how to make pasta, that is the class for you. November 17th, the class is Braising 101. Learn how to make Chianti braised short ribs, creamy polenta, and super Tuscan wines. That is the November 17th class. And as we get close to Christmas time, gift giving time, how about giving the gift of a class? Check it all out at Cortez.net. Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. You can click on that and peruse the upcoming classes and purchase a gift for someone you love. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're traveling to Westfield and saying good morning to the branch manager of the Lakeshore Bank there, Katie Riley. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you this morning?
Good, dear. You know, some of our listeners are probably doing their banking with companies from outside of Buffalo. What are the benefits of banking with a locally operated community bank?
As a locally operated bank, we understand the unique needs of Western New Yorkers. Lakeshore Bank has been serving the region for 134 years, and we understand the needs of our customers better than anyone. Also, we have the flexibility and expertise to develop quick, customized solutions. All our lending decisions are made right here in Western New York. Lakeshore Bank is committed to the economic health of the region by keeping deposits and loans right here in Western New York. The people that work at Lakeshore Bank are your friends and neighbors. We shop your local stores and help drive the local economy.
Well said, Katie. And you know, it sounds like a good time to consider switching to Lakeshore Bank. We at Cortez Construction certainly enjoy our time with the bank. Lakeshore offering great personalized customer service to us. The bank's products and services customized to fit our needs.
That's right. The banking market is always changing, but we've been operating right here in Western New York since 1891. If you're looking for a bank that has had a long-standing presence and reputation in the community, why not take a look at Lakeshore Bank?
Why not is exactly right. Katie, the phone number there in Westfield.
You can give us a call today at 716-326-4414, and we will be here until noon.
Katie's number is 716-326-4414. That's the Westfield branch. Lakeshore Bank, putting people first since 1891. Wondering where to shop for home improvements? Well, you've come to the right place. Our sponsors have proudly earned the Hammer Time Seal of Approval by operating with honesty and integrity. So remember, to buy right the first time, buy from a Hammer Time partner. Fall is here and the colors are everywhere. Bring that same beauty to your backyard with Lenco's Fiberon composite decking. Dominic Cortese here. Fiberon's vibrant colors and natural wood look make your outdoor space pop without the hassle of staining or sealing. Plus, it's durable, splinter-free, and built to handle Buffalo weather year after year. Shop wholesale prices with free delivery on orders over $500 when you order online at Lenco.supply. Celebrate lasting fall. Fiberon decking from Lenco.
Hi, it's Susan Rose, and the response to Kitchen and Bath Unlimited's Decora cabinet sale has been incredible. So much so, they've extended it, but only until October 26th. Decora cabinets are 25% off, and customers are loving the savings and the stunning new looks for their kitchens and baths. If you've been thinking about a remodel, don't wait. Stop in today at Kitchen and Bath Unlimited on Union near Walden and see just how much you can save on the kitchen of your dreams.
Kitchen and Bath Unlimited.
Online at kitchenandbathunlimited.net.
This is Dominic Cortese. Fall is on its way, and winter's not far behind. Make sure your home stays comfortable all season long with a $99 health and safety checkup from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Need an upgrade? Well, TRS can recommend a high-efficiency Rheem system to keep you cozy and warm with flexible financing to fit your budget. Nothing beats Rheem. Visit TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com for details. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
1024 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. It's a nice day. 58 degrees outside, going into the mid-70s, it looks like. Rain coming to us tomorrow, though. The governor's phone number, 518-474-8390. 518-474-8390. Why is that important to give Kathy a call? Well, certainly, as I said, you've got to tell her that Dominic said hello. But more important than that, you've got to tell her how you feel about this issue of electrification, how it's imminently going to drop on our doorsteps and change our lives, in most cases to the worst, because of public safety really being ignored, I think, largely by switching to an unreliable source of energy, which is electricity. And I say unreliable because the power goes out. And when the power goes out, we need a backup. We need an auxiliary system, something to supply us with comfort. And we lose that with electrification because we are robbed of having the opportunity of a backup, a generator, a gas-fired generator to keep us warm. So with that said, the governor is the only person still who can do something about this. Without her intervention, January 1 is going to come, and our lives are going to change, and not for the good. We mentioned, before we go back into that discussion, I want to make sure you guys give out the special tune-up price for our listeners.
So for new customers, we are going to do a furnace tune-up for $89 plus tax. So that'll get the guys out there. They're going to go through the entire system. They're going to check everything, tell you how it is, make any recommendations that you may need.
Now, what's the best way for our listeners to reach out to TRS?
They can contact our office. It's 716-825-9911. You'll speak to either Amy or Tia right in the service department, and they'll be more than happy to get you booked for an appointment.
We were talking about gas leaks and the smell that's put into gas so that we know there's a leak. A texter's writing, many COVID sufferers have lost their sense of smell. And Matthew, you said that's you.
That's me. About four years ago now, I had COVID. And ever since then, I can't smell. Actually, yesterday, my girlfriend had a gas leak at her house. She told me she was smelling gas during the week. I went into the house, went through the house with soap and water, which doesn't lie. Bubbles never lie. Sprayed all her joints. I did find one leak in the house, an old thread protector coupling, which is actually illegal to use, but they used to install them a lot back in the day. It's a full pass-through coupling, which was just put on gas line to protect the threads, but they would actually use it as a coupling. There was a leak there, fixed it, and she still smelled it. Actually, the neighbor came by and said, man, there's a strong gas leak outside. I went out there. I couldn't smell anything. Got the gas sniffer, used it, and it was just going like crazy. Under like at the mulch bed, and called National Fuel. They were out in 20 minutes.
So it was the outside. The
outside, it was a line underground at the riser. The fitting broke underground. They were there within 20 minutes. Had it fixed, dug up, new meter, new line, done in 3 hours.
Wow. Wow. That's great. It's great that they someone had the foresight to know the hazards of natural gas for explosion by installing the odor in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because otherwise, how would you know?
Yeah. So let's get into getting ready for electrification. So in your case, the gas furnace goes away, a new house is built, and you're now getting this house ready for heating and cooling. What steps are you taking?
What steps are we taking? There's a lot of steps. It starts with the electrician. It starts with getting the right size service to the house. From what we're told, builder's going to go to about a 400-amp service.
How much of that would be dedicated to the heating and cooling side?
Anywhere from 100 to 140, 150 amps, depending on the size of the house.
So almost half of the whole service will be dedicated to heating and cooling.
Yeah. That's just heating and cooling. We're not talking about your electric dryer, your hot water tank. If you have anything over two bathrooms, you're probably going to go to 250-gallon electric hot water tanks.
So we definitely are going to need a 400-amp service.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Now, how likely is it that every home being built is going to be able to tap in to the grid with a 400-amp service?
Depends on the neighborhoods. You know, depends what's there already, depends what the grid can provide them. You know, and again, we got an old grid here, so I don't see a lot of neighborhoods being able to handle, you know, yeah, if you're going to put up one or two homes, maybe, but if you're going to put up a whole neighborhood full of homes like this, there's no way the grid's going to be able to handle this.
So it has to be planned ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it has to, in my opinion, it has to start with the grid. The grid has to get that neighborhood ready.
And therein lies the rub.
Correct.
Yes. Because the grid's not ready for this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So there we go. And yet it's on our doorstep, January 1.
January 1.
Yeah. 803-0930 to Hamburg we go. Joe, good morning. You're on WBEN.
How you doing? I have a question. Let's just say it's 2028, and I put a new hot water tank in because I have current gas and a new furnace in. How is this legislation going to affect me after 2030?
So right now, we don't know, except the threshold, the next threshold that we're being told is 2030. And at that threshold, we're being told that no gas appliances can be installed anywhere in New York State, including an existing home. So that is what we're being told, and we don't know if that's actually going to happen, but that is on the agenda as the timeline plays out. That's the next date for us to be concerned about, as existing homes will be affected in 2030. Now, we heard a rumor, although it's been hard to get this substantiated, that our homeowners insurance policies will be affected if we have gas in our homes after 2030. Sounds preposterous. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it? But we'll continue that discussion and involve you at 803-0930 right here after the bottom of the hour news break.
AM WBEN. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Brought to you by Lakeshore Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Your heat may have kicked on this past week. I know ours did. And did you smell the smell? The smell that kicks on when your furnace first starts up? The smell is the dust, the dead skin cells, the bacteria, the mold, the dust mites, dust mite feces that have settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. Folks, all this unhealthy contamination does burn off in a day or so, but that's only the tip of the iceberg of what it is indicating to you, and that is what's lurking deep down down in your ductwork. Just a few reminders of what's to come. You need to thoroughly clean and sanitize your ductwork if it hasn't been done so in the last 3 to 6 years. A quick 5-star Google review, hot off the presses, from Evan, who happens to be a Hammer Time listener. Thank you for listening, Evan. Indoor Air Professionals has been around since 1993 for good reason. They are simply the best in the region. While other companies offer duct cleaning along with their other services, for IAP, this is their service. The team arrived on time, had clear communication, was immediately got to work. They were quick and efficient, and not only were my ducts clean and sanitized, my basement was cleaner. They cleaned up after themselves and then some. I couldn't be happier, and my family breathes easier, literally and figuratively, knowing that years of dust and debris are no longer lurking in my ductwork. Great price as well. Peter Gordon from IAP joins me on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's what gets us up in the morning, is getting people healthy through a thorough duct cleaning. Instead of a partial duct cleaning, which is still readily available. But, you know, good companies like TRS know better. They refer Indoor Air exclusively, and we really appreciate that. A shout out to those guys. And then in addition to the most thorough duct cleaning service that we have the medical grade air purifier that is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters.
Awesome. Medical grade air purifiers available at Indoor Air Professionals. Humidity has been in full force. Let's not forget about the awesomeness of the April Air high capacity dehumidifier, 5 times more powerful than the cheap throwaway units, and will be probably the last one you'll ever need to buy. Peter, what are the extra special Hammer Time discounts for here the middle of October?
All right. Yeah. So supply and demand is at play here. Just like TRS, we're scheduling, you know, out there. We're the second week of November. I do have a couple of emergency spots. If you have allergies or sinus or asthma or worse than that. And I want to shout out to all the seniors, military vets, law enforcement, and first responders for the top tier discount, which is at least 10%. If you're a repeat, you'll get more through the all-inclusive bundle. And then also we have $350 off that April Air high capacity dehumidifier you were talking about, and $350 off the portable medical grade air purifier by Healthway. And call me for an estimate today. It'll only take 5 minutes out of your busy schedule.
716-683-3000, extension 303 will drop you right into Peter's desk. That's right, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Whenever someone asks me, who do you call for roof repair or replacement? I say, call Ava Roofing and Siding. They install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. When quality matters, call Ava Roofing. Hammer Time listeners, it's time to gorilla your basement. Right now, get 10% off our beautiful resinous basement floor, 20% off custom cabinet and storage solutions, and a whopping 30% off Trusscore panels to get your basement holiday ready. Why is the Gorilla Floor the best in Western New York? We're the only ones bold enough to guarantee protection against the number one cause of floor failure, moisture. Every Gorilla Floor comes with a built-in vapor barrier at no extra cost. No shortcuts, no peeling, no failures, just Gorilla Strong protection. Visit GorillaGarageGear.com.
Looking to bring the gym to your home? G&G Fitness Equipment has everything you need to build the ultimate home workout space. With premium treadmills and bikes, the top quality strength equipment, and saunas, G&G offers top brands like Inspire, Light Fitness, Matrix, Gronk Fitness, and more. Plus, enjoy financing options with zero down and 0% interest. Visit us at Williamsville and Orchard Park or online at ggfitness.com. Let us help you build your great.
Attention contractors, this is Dominic Cortez here to remind you that Herb Company is your trusted source for top quality contractor installed products. From tankless hot water heaters to energy efficient boilers and radiant heating systems, Herb has what you need to stay ahead of the curve. With building code changes coming next year, costs are likely to rise. So now's the time to lock in savings. Visit herbcompany.com or call one of our knowledgeable sales associates at 825-1400 today. Plan ahead and save with Herb Company, your partner in excellence.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as Beef on Weck.
1040 is Hammer Time. Good morning from Dominic. In studio are my friends from TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, Jeff Winarski and Matt Schultz. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Our texter's writing, Dom, I have a new Evian water heater installed over the summer. I started smelling gas coming from the exhaust bell outside. Called the installer, was told that was normal for those hot water heaters. Is that true?
Yes, it is. You will see it with the water heaters. You could see it with your furnace. It's the pre-ignition gas that does come out. So, I mean, if you're just seeing it initially, when the system starts up, that's 100% normal.
So it's a puff of gas that comes out before it ignites.
Correct. So you'll get that odor. If it's something continuous, then yeah, absolutely, you got a problem going on. But, you know, just
so how do you sort that out if you're a homeowner?
Well, you know, we get the complaint a lot of times, I'm sitting on my patio and I get this, you know, this whiff of natural gas.
Right.
And, you know, when we go out there and we investigate, that's typically what we find. It is just the pre-ignition gas. You know, again, if you're sitting on your patio and all you're smelling is natural gas, then you definitely got a problem.
Okay. 803-0930, if you have a furnace question, today's the day for you. As we go to Wheatfield now and talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I have a 10-year-old York natural gas furnace with air conditioner. Now, the drain trap goes down to the basement floor, you know, and there's a hole on top. And I was told, well, you can't plug that hole because that might stop it.
That's the condensate drain?
Right. Mm-hmm. Does that mostly drain for the air conditioner or the furnace?
It is definitely for the air conditioner. It depends on the furnace that you have there. If you have a high-efficient furnace, that does produce condensation when it operates. So, you know, again, it could be for the furnace and the air conditioner, depending on the system you have.
Well, because I want to put a cap on the top of, like, the air vent, not where it drains, because I have a running radon detector. Mm-hmm. And when the furnace runs after a number of hours, my radon goes up in the cellar. So
what I would do is, instead of putting a cap on there, because you need that cap for a vent, so what I would do is, if you have radon in the house, I would get that drain out of there. I would have a condensate pump installed, have the hole in the floor sealed, and then let that pump discharge that condensate from the system into either a utility sink in the basement or into a sump pump, so that you can plug up that hole in the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my furnace is like 35 feet away from the sump pump.
That's okay. If you put the condensate pump in, the typical condensate pumps, the ones that we use at least, they'll pump at 75 feet. So it's not going to hurt
it. Does that suck up the air from below the basement floor, though?
No, because you will just drain everything into this pump, and the pump will discharge it to the sink.
How high is your radon level, Mike?
Well, especially when it runs all night, the furnace, it could be down to 2.8 picocuries per liter. It goes up to 4.1, then it goes up to 4.2, but the furnace is off for 8 hours. It goes down to 3.5 picocuries.
Well, the action level is 4, so it's good that you're monitoring that and being aware of it, but you have less concern when you're hovering around 4 than if it was obviously greater than that.
Right. We're not talking about 6 or, you know, I never went up to 5, but, you know.
Right. Mike, do you have a radon mitigation system installed in your house?
No, as far as, but, you know, you have to have an air pump. I wonder if that doesn't draw up the air, too. When you have a pump pumping, but it seems to go up higher, because I got a natural gas furnace, one of those ones with the blower. Now, commercial ones, you know how it blows out because they had to move the chimney or something.
Are you talking about an air induction?
No, he's got a draft-induced furnace.
Yep. The vent, yeah, the vent.
Yeah, does it go out a PVC pipe out of the side of the house, or does it still go into a chimney?
No, out the side of the house.
Okay, so you got a high efficiency. So yes, your furnace does produce water when it is operating.
Mm-hmm.
But does that that doesn't cause that much suction to draw radon, would it?
No, but you're draining into a hole in your basement floor, so that natural draining of that water is going to cause those radon gases to come up through that
hole. It's displacing the gas.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, thank you.
Okay, good question, Mike. Yeah, so there's a cause and effect right there that you don't often think about. You know, the condensate drain moving the radon gas.
Yeah, forcing it up.
What I didn't tell Mike, and if you're still listening, Mike, you should probably consider some kind of minimal mitigation, including just some ventilation. That could help reduce the load that builds when the furnace kicks on.
Yeah, I mean,
we could come and install a radon fan. We can caulk all your seams and all your cracks in your concrete. And
even a sump pump cover.
Sump pump cover can make a huge difference.
Okay, so let's go back into where we were with what you're going to need to do to equip a new home. So you already mentioned sizing of the heat pump related to the square footage. So in probably most cases of a new home being built, the size of the heat pump would require two units to be installed?
It depends on the size. A bigger home might need two heat pumps, yes, which is two sets of ductwork, two systems.
Oh, they don't integrate?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're going to hit. So depending on the loads, and again, depending on the designs of what you do them for, you know, that's going to dictate whether you're looking at two air handlers, two heat pumps, two ductwork systems, everything.
Well, how is a basement going to accommodate all this ductwork?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, you can make it work. It's just a lot of money. And now it's two systems you have to maintain. That's double the cost. These systems have more things to go wrong in them.
Mm-hmm.
There's more electronic components in them. That means your service bills, your maintenance bills are going to be up on top of
it. Not to mention utility bills.
Yep.
So let's get into the minimum thresholds, because the heat pump is designed largely for around 30 degree minimum.
Yeah, some go down as far as minus 11. But you have problems with freezing. You have problems with ice. You know, they have a defrost mode, but when it has to go into defrost, it's going to take away from the heat from the house.
Mm-hmm.
We like to size ours down to 34 degrees and then have an auxiliary electric heat to kick in after.
So, again, more utility.
More utility.
Yep. And more things to break down.
Yes.
And like I said at the opening of the show, you know, this was the whole idea behind at the gas moratorium. And subsequent to that, people were ripping all the electric heat out because of the cost of utility.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, again, it's the maintenance issue. And, you know, like we were talking off air, you know, we try to get people to clear out their vent pipes on the outside of the house to keep their gas furnaces running. Now you have to go out and shovel out and keep a outdoor condenser clear of snow and ice and everything else. And now if you got two of them, you got to do two of them.
So when we look at the cost side of the equation, I mean, you're really knocking on the door of geothermal being a bargain.
I guess if you have a very big house, maybe.
Yeah.
And I guess it would depend on the rebates because with the geothermal, but geothermal.
All the rebates expire at the end of this year.
Well, then. You don't get your money back from geothermal. You know, you hear these price tags of $60,000.
Yeah, well, not at that level you wouldn't. Well, it would take forever. Yeah. But, I mean, but the point of geothermal, though, is, you know, dependability, reliability. I mean, it really is better than anything when it comes to that.
Well, and I don't disagree with that. But, again, you're still only getting equipment that, you know, you're looking at 15 years, you know, that on average that you're going to get out of it.
Because of the electric component still involved with that.
Yeah.
803-0930, good morning from Dominic Cortez. Our guests in studio are the folks from TRS, Matt and Jeff. We're taking your furnace questions this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Cortez, your man for home improvement. Wondering where to shop for home improvements? Well, you've come to the right place. Our sponsors have proudly earned the Hammer Time Seal of Approval by operating with honesty and integrity. So remember, to buy right the first time, buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hi, Dominic Cortez here. Fall is here, and it's the perfect time to get your home ready for winter. USA Insulation's premium foam locks warm air in during the cold months, keeping your home comfortable and your heating bills lower. If you're a New York homeowner, you could qualify for up to 80% off your insulation costs, but you need to act fast. The federal tax credit expires at the end of this year. Don't wait. Call 716-431-4500. USA Insulation. Or visit usainsulation.com today.
Fall is here and the colors are everywhere. Bring that same beauty to your backyard with Lenco's Fiberon Composite Decking. Dominic Cortez here. Fiberon's vibrant colors and natural wood look make your outdoor space pop without the hassle of staining or sealing. Plus, it's durable, splinter-free, and built to handle Buffalo weather year after year. Shop wholesale prices with free delivery on orders over $500 when you order online at Lenco.supply. Celebrate lasting fall. Fiberon Decking from Lenco.
Hi, it's Susan Rose, and the response to Kitchen and Bath Unlimited's Decora cabinet sale has been incredible. So much so, they've extended it, but only until October 26th. Decora cabinets are 25% off, and customers are loving the savings and the stunning new looks for their kitchens and baths. If you've been thinking about a remodel, don't wait. Stop in today at Kitchen and Bath Unlimited on Union near Walden and see just how much you can save on the kitchen of your dreams.
Kitchen and Bath Unlimited.
Online at kitchenandbathunlimited.net.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Whenever someone asks me, who do you call for roof repair or replacement? I say, call Ava Roofing and Siding. They install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. When quality matters, call Ava Roofing. This is Dominic Cortez. Fall is on its way and winter's not far behind. Make sure your home stays comfortable all season long with a $99 health and safety checkup from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Need an upgrade? Well, TRS can recommend a high-efficiency Rheem system to keep you cozy and warm with flexible financing to fit your budget. Nothing beats Rheem. Visit TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com for details. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Skyway.
Hammer Time is 10:51. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. My guests in studio are my friends from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, Matt Schultz and Jeff Winarski. We're taking your questions about your furnace and about electrification as we are here till noon today. 803-0930 is the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WEN. Let's travel to Newstead and say good morning to Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I have two questions. First one is I have a house that was built in 65 and only have 100 amp service. I have a propane tankless hot water, propane dryer, mm-hmm. a propane stove.
No natural gas in your neighborhood?
No, they stopped at a quarter mile south thanks to our two governors.
Mm-hmm.
So my situation is this. My panel is completely maxed out. It's only 100 amp service.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a oil furnace. And an oil furnace has to be replaced now. It's 45 years old.
Right.
And I'm stuck with either putting in an oil furnace or a propane furnace. And that has to be done like next spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no natural gas. It stopped at a quarter of a mile south of us. So my situation is this. I'm thinking of putting another oil furnace in because it lasted a long time and it's a beautiful warm heat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With no moisture, and the other quick question,
Bob. Before you move on, though, quick question regarding the natural gas. A quarter mile away, have you looked into having that extended?
We can't get it extended because it was stopped at a road a quarter of a mile south of us, horizontally east to west.
Mm-hmm.
It did not run the lines up north.
And is there any other neighbors that are in the same situation?
Yes, there's 53 houses here.
I'll tell you, there might be enough of a demand for National Fuel to extend the system.
Yeah, I would think if they all grouped together and kind of requested it, I'd wonder what they would do.
I mean, the whole idea here is shared cost. And gas lines that run through neighborhoods now are all part of that. We pay the price across the board, but mm-hmm. it's minimal because of the fact that it's shared across a wide terrain. So I think that, this might be worth exploring because we have just 4 years before you're going to be faced with a bigger issue, and that is, you know, that oil or propane system that you're installing now, only 4 years old, if anything should happen to it then, well, you're really going to be in a situation because you won't be able to have gas then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that should they put the moratorium on running the lines any further north, natural gas lines any further north. They stopped them, you know, they stopped them a quarter of a mile down from from this housing development out here on the north end.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but
yeah, my question is this: if I have to put a furnace in next spring, I'm going to put another oil furnace in because worst comes to worst, diesel fuel is not going away. And I can still get, I could still go, I only live 8 minutes from the reservation. I could go over there and get diesel fuel to fuel my furnace. So,
well, what do you think, guys? What would you direct them to do?
Me personally, I would get away from the oil. I would go to a propane. But again, that's just me. It's a cleaner burning, you know, more efficient way to heat your house than, you know, the old oil or, you know, diesel fuel was. Less problems.
Yeah, well, the problem is that if she prohibits us from getting propane deliveries or oil deliveries, what the hell do I do?
Well, that's going to happen. That's going to happen in 2030. You're going to see that for sure.
Yeah, so that's my
prediction. Have you looked into geothermal?
No, I have not looked into geothermal. I don't think I have a big enough property for that.
Well, they can drill straight down. They don't have to have a horizontal grid. They can do a vertical installation.
Yeah, yeah. And my other question is this, too. I wanted to ask on the whole house surge protectors. If you're away and your surge protector kicks off, does it automatically come back on? Because if you're away from the house, say on vacation, your freezers
Good question.
Go down.
Yes, it will automatically come back on.
It does come back on?
Yes, it does reset. It's not it's not anything you have to manually do.
Okay, and that was a concern there. I wasn't sure if the surge protector would kick back on because I was thinking what would happen to the freezers and the refrigerators, you know.
Yeah.
So
a texter's writing in to tell you that if you get your neighbors in on it, National Fuel will extend the gas at a cost. I think you might want to look into that just for the fun of it because, you know, this is your best route is to get natural gas into the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to help values of all the properties.
I mean, I've known a lot of areas that have done it just for water. You know, if they're on well water, you know, neighbors have gotten together and the water authorities extended, you know, the water line. So I got to imagine National Fuel would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we got lucky on the water. In 2004, they finally ran the municipal water lines out here. That's all that we have.
Next week, by the way, we're having a representative from National Fuel on. So if you want to make sure you tune in next week, maybe we can have you ask the question next Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for the information.
All right, Bob, appreciate your call. Bob's line now available, 803-0930. Yeah, I think for sure that would be the first thing I would want to try to do, is get National Fuel down the neighborhood.
Yeah, I agree 100%, especially if, you know, he's saying there's 50-some houses over there. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's going to help the value of all those houses.
Correct.
I mean, and that's a great point, by the way. When you look at buying a house, especially now, if it has propane or oil, you know, I mean, it's going to probably be a consideration as to whether it's worthy to buy or not.
Well, yeah. And again, where you're buying it, you know, if this electric push goes through, do you have the electric there to change it down the road if you have to? Because I don't know what these you know, rural areas are going to be able to do.
We touched on electric hot water heating. We really never really talk about that. I can't imagine a more inefficient way to heat water than with electricity.
Oh, it's awful. Like I said, a 50-gallon electric tank isn't going to do more than two bathrooms, two showers, and it's about an hour of recovery time. That's number one. Number two, the distance you have to have your hot water tank from the last
fixture
is 100 feet. So you have to get into, like, special new construction, you have to get into placement of that hot water tank. Most of these houses are going to have two 50-gallon electric hot water tanks.
Oh, come on. What does that cost to operate?
A lot. I mean, what's that going to be? 40 amps, 50 amps on that hot water tank?
But again, it depends on how much you're using it. You can put, you know, three 50-gallon hot water tanks in. If you're not using them a lot, it's not going to cost you a lot.
I know, but when you think about a new house, you know, the typical scenario, 2,500, 3,000-square-foot new house, family, you know, right? A growing family is going to be the typical candidate for a new house like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, your electric bills are going to be $1,200, $1,400 a month.
And we're complaining about natural gas going up to $135 on the average a month.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no matter what, the bargain is just so evident comparing the two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. 803-0930. You can participate in the program by giving us a call during the news break, and we'll certainly entertain anything regarding your furnace questions and, of course, the whole issue of electrification. We'll give the governor's phone number out again when we come back, so be ready for that. Hour number two of Hammer Time Radio comes your way. We're back right after the news. When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Brought to you by Lakeshore Bank, putting people first since 1891. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Back with hour number two here for Hammer Time Radio this Saturday morning on WBEN. And my guests in studio are Matt Schultz and Jeff Winarski from TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. And we go to them for the great knowledge they impart on the HVAC industry and as it relates to your existing furnace and maintaining it and what's coming for them as they gear up for new construction starting January 1. And they're largely scratching their head here over being ready. You think you're going to be able to limp through this in the initial phases of it, or you think you're going to hit the wall with technology not matching and the grid not being able to support?
There's a lot of things that are going to happen. I mean, we're worried about just having enough equipment. You know, our wholesalers stocking the things we need. This is something that's all new for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of just what we have to do to get the house up to snuff, to heat it with electric, are we going to have the product? Are we going to have the electric heat coils? Are we going to be able to get the heat pumps? Are we going to be able to get the air handlers?
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing we worry about.
What about the home builders? How what are they saying as far as this issue goes? Do you feel that they're ready?
I don't think they're ready either. I mean, they're looking to us mechanics as to what to do. You know, we all have to work together. The electrician, the plumber, us HVAC guys have to work together to get this all to come together. And they're looking at us, and we kind of don't have answers. I mean, we know what we have to do to make it work. It's just going to be a mess, and it's going to cost a lot of money.
And when you talk about the cost, I mean, it's really quite remarkable how much this is going to add to a regular house as far as what this is all going to add up to.
Yeah, depending on the size of the house, $30,000, $40,000 on a new home, which is already, $500,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the housing industry in the last 5 years has gone through the roof. And I don't mean sales. I mean the cost of a house.
Mm-hmm.
So most people can't afford a new one. Now you're going to add that much more money on top of it. What is it going to do to new construction sales?
And not to mention the increased utility cost, which will be quite remarkably higher.
Yes. So now you got a $3,000 mortgage. You got $15,000 in taxes a year and an electric bill that's $1,200, $1,300, $1,400.
803-0930 as we travel to Chictawaga and say good morning to Frank. Good morning, Frank. You're next.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Dominic?
Yes, Frank.
Yeah, this electrification of homes. I've been listening to you for a while on this subject. I'm not totally into it, but here's my thoughts. In the 70s, I think it was, wasn't there a moratorium on gas for new homes?
I opened the show with that today.
And people that had those homes couldn't wait to get rid of them, right?
Well, they couldn't wait to pull out the electric baseboard.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's terrible heat. Now, that's number one. Number two, using electricity to generate heat is the worst way to use electricity.
Exactly.
It's resistant.
Exactly.
It's total resistant. You can turn your toaster on and go look at the electric meter. the wheel in there could make be, yeah, it could be a fan for you.
And on that point, Frank, Jeff, why don't you comment about comfort? Because you said the comfort levels are going to be different.
Correct.
Totally dry. It dries out all the moisture at home.
Not only that, but I mean, you're not going to get the recovery that you're accustomed to with your natural gas furnace. So, you know, where people set, you know, their houses back, you know, 5, 6, 7 degrees when they leave for work in the morning, they're not going to be able to do that anymore.
A lot of drawbacks.
Yep.
A lot of. Let me point this out. Does this apply only to private residents?
Yeah, new homes starting January 1.
Why is the homeowner being penalized? Why can't commercial buildings be under the same requirement?
Well, we are all paying now with increased utility costs. So we're all paying the freight to supposedly gear the grid up. The Public Service Commission in February of 23, I actually watched this hearing. It was an hour long of my eyes being popping out of my head, listening to this unbelievably ridiculous logic of a justification of allocating $4.4 billion in grid expansion, all coming from the utilities having to raise their rates in order to fund that. So,
sure.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from, is you and me and everyone that has an electric bill.
All right, let me point something out here. A big box store, okay? I won't give any names, but you know what the big box stores are. They are heated with rooftop gas-fired heaters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Could you imagine trying to heat that volume of space electrically?
Well, you know, on that point, thank God, buildings of public assembly, commercial developments are exempt from electrification. It's simply now starting with single-family homes and buildings up to 7 stories. So an apartment building, a hotel, up to 7 stories will have to be electric.
So, well, the whole thing is a joke. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Amen.
Totally
so,
ridiculous.
And for the,
one of the biggest, things too is the power goes out, and Buffalo is known for power losses, especially in the winter. And I have a whole house generator that I had put in probably 5, 6 years ago, and you know, if I can't run that on gas. Whatever. I don't even want to think about it.
Well, you know what? Good for you for having a generator. In fact, I encourage everybody who's listening to consider the purchase of a generator right now, because at least it's going to give us peace of mind for the next few years that we have that in place to be able to power our homes in a power outage. And Frank's absolutely right that the power goes out here probably more than on average, when you consider the severity of our weather, and with the fact that the blizzard, you know, put the power out, you know, just a couple years ago from wind-blown snow packing the transformers, shutting them down, this is a reality for us. And maybe that's more of an upstate issue compared to downstate. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the reason why we're being ignored on the severity of this issue, because it's more of an upstate concern than it would be for people around New York City.
Yeah, but right now we're talking that, you know, we deal with weather events that take our power out. Now you're going to put more draw on the grid.
That's right.
You're going to see more power outages as a result.
Okay. A texter's writing, Dom, we have a seasonal cabin that's getting a smart meter. Is it still worth it to pay the penalty when we only use the cabin for 6 months or less? Well, I don't know how to answer that other than the fact that an old legacy meter, in my case, was showing less consumption than the smart meter does. So I guess I was getting away with something. And I don't know whether you were getting away with something with the old legacy style meter. But that is a possibility. And opting out is going to cost you, you know, a monthly assessment per month. But Matt will talk about his home, and he's opted out still, right?
Yes. Yeah, I never got the smart meter. I kept the old meter. They charged me $13.47 a month to keep it. This summer when we had, like, that hot July, I kept my house around 68, and my bill was $135.
Was $700.
They're starting to catch up with me. The last 2 months, they billed me for $300. So I'm just waiting for next month. So I don't know. I mean, I think they catch up to you. You're just not getting that. I guess only time will tell.
What's interesting about this whole discussion, Matt, is that there really is no place to go for an answer to that question.
No.
I asked the question, you know, should I, if I go back to a legacy style meter, will I see a difference? And the answer I got was, who knows?
Yep.
And that's probably, I guess nobody really does know. And really, was it true that my old meter was underreporting? It seems like that was the case because the smart meter is now actually reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been getting away with a lot, I guess, for the last several years. It's hard to believe that that's true, but...
I mean, between that and the cost going up around the same time. So how do you tell,
well,
right?
That's right. But just comparing consumption levels,
mm-hmm.
my consumption in July compared to July of last year was 1,500 kilowatts more.
Okay.
With as you know, you've been in my house, nothing really different
yeah.
in that
yeah.
time period.
Yep.
803-0930, let's go to Buffalo and say good morning to Lori. Good morning, Lori. You're next.
Yes, good morning, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, I'm getting in my house, I'm sorry. I want to know, where are the lawsuits? We have our elected leaders, many of whom I vote for, crying, woe is me, but woe is me is not going to do it. Frank Dodaro recommended yesterday that he put a resolution in our Democrat legislature. They're not going to listen to it, but lawsuits would force a discussion.
So there was a lawsuit. There was a lawsuit that was brought by the Builders Association.
Okay.
And that was shot down by the courts. And they paralleled the lawsuit to what California did. In California, believe it or not, of all places, the restaurant lobby was successful in stopping electrification. And their argument was that nobody wants to cook on electric. And they were successful in California. And we thought that would be a great model to use here in New York State, and that was not the case. The courts aligned their thinking with the orders from Albany.
Oh, it's a climate hoax. They're letting these climate crazies dictate what our law is going to be. It's a basic major transfer of our funds. We Kathy Hochul lied when she said our electricity is more efficient and more affordable. It's not. And when it's the only game in town, God help us. I've heard Tom Bowerly said, just wait, this is just the beginning.
It is just the beginning.
$4.4
billion is coming our way on our utility bills. $4.4 billion has to be spread across everybody using electricity in order to at least get this started. And the most ironic thing about that is not only the cost, but the planning is just not happening. It's not happening. They're taking the money from us, and yet we're not seeing the implementation yet.
Yes, our tax money is supposed to pay for this transfer. While it's going to affect every one of our financial stability, having to change our homes and pay these exorbitant bills.
Yep.
And are they going to wait to sue the state when we have thousands of deaths, when there is an outage? This is what's going to happen.
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. We are going to have people freezing in their brand new houses.
Yes.
So there you go. That's where we're headed.
Well,
thanks for calling, Lori.
You're welcome.
803-0930. Lori's line now available. 11:20 is Hammer Time. Back with more right after this.
Wondering where to shop for home improvements? Well, you've come to the right place. Our sponsors have proudly earned the Hammer Time seal of approval by operating with honesty and integrity. So remember, to buy right the first time. Buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Lakeshore Bank believes in community banking. With exceptional customer service and local expertise, Lakeshore Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. From home financing to small business banking, Lakeshore Bank gives you access to state-of-the-art online banking tools and the attention, flexibility, and responsiveness you deserve. Visit one of Lakeshore Bank's 10 Western New York branches. Call 716-366-4070 or visit mylsbank.com today.
That smell when your furnace kicks on? It's not just dust. It's bacteria, mold, dead skin cells, and more. All baked into your air duct system after a long summer. And that's just what burns off. If your ducts haven't been cleaned in the last 3 to 6 years, you're breathing in contamination every day. Call Indoor Air Professionals, 716-683-3000, extension 303. The most thorough duct cleaning and sanitizing before you're sealed indoors for the season.
For every breath you take.
Hammer Time listeners, it's time to gorilla your basement. Right now, get 10% off our beautiful resinous basement floor, 20% off custom cabinet and storage solutions, and a whopping 30% off Trusscore panels to get your basement holiday ready. Why is the Gorilla Floor the best in Western New York? We're the only ones bold enough to guarantee protection against the number one cause of floor failure, moisture. Every Gorilla Floor comes with a built-in vapor barrier at no extra cost. No shortcuts, no peeling, no failures, just Gorilla Strong protection. Visit GorillaGarageGear.com.
Transform every room in your home with Hurdle Home Consignment. New items arriving daily, so you never know what you'll find. Get inspired by their beautifully staged showrooms on Hurdle Avenue in Buffalo and at Georgetown Plaza in Williamsville. Filled with affordable, fine furniture and unique home accents for bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, and more. See it, buy it, love it, and take it home today. Hurdle Home Consignment, because you've got to keep it decorated. Shop online at HurdleHomeConsignment.com.
Hi, Dominic Cortez here. When my utility suggested I might be losing energy, I called USA Insulation for an energy audit. They did a thorough check and found my home wasn't losing energy. The issue was actually with my smart meter. That showed me how honest USA Insulation is. But if your home does need insulation, their premium foam keeps you warm all winter. New York homeowners may qualify for up to 80% off, but the federal tax credits end this year. Call 716-431-4500.
USA Insulation.
Or visit usainsulation.com today. Hi, this is Dominic Cortez. My family-run business believes in supporting other family-run businesses like Buffalo Plumbing Showroom. With their long tradition of excellence, they offer top-quality plumbing and design solutions. From water-sense fixtures to luxurious steam rooms and the latest Kohler innovations, you can trust their expertise to deliver high-quality materials at great prices. Call one of their sales associates at 826-1400 and schedule a visit to the Kohler Registered Showroom located at 600 Bailey Avenue today.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. My guests in studio are the folks from TRS, Matt and Jeff. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. They are a Hammer Time partner, and we're glad to have them be part of our family. We do recommend them for your heating, cooling, and electrical needs, as well as standby generators. And everybody should consider a standby generator to have some peace of mind as we weather the storm here of electrification. At least we have a few years before it's going to affect all of us. But having a standby generator in place will give us some peace of mind, hopefully, as we see what might come in 2030. And it's anybody's guess right now, but the proposals that there are being discussed is that in 2030, it's going to start affecting existing homes as well. So this is why I think a standby generator is a great idea for us to have, so we have the security of that. And the problem, of course, is then when things start to break down after 2030, it's anybody's guess as to what's going to come from that.
Yeah.
803-0930 as we travel to Cheektowaga and say good morning to Emily. Good morning, Emily. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I spoke to you when you had the CEO from NYSEG on.
Yes.
They hooked me up with a representative who I've been working with.
Great.
Meanwhile, I had had the smart meter removed and had the legacy put in.
Oh, really?
But when I talked to her, I says, well, she talked me into putting the smart meter back in. Well, they haven't done it yet, but I'm going to tell you, she compared my usage and cost from last year to this year, and I'm way under. So what does that tell you?
So you're saying you have the legacy meter now reinstalled and you are under consuming compared to the smart meter?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was my whole logic as well.
It is true. So we shall see.
Okay.
I wanted to share that with you because we did go through this, and I'm going to continue to talk to her on a weekly basis because I'm paying $55 more a month for my electricity on the balance billing.
Are you the young lady who called that spoke to Trish Nielsen about the fact that your bills had gone up so much, and she suggested that you go on a payment plan?
And I was on the payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I wasn't the one, because I'm told her that I was blind. I live alone. I don't use that much electricity. And why would it go up more than 50% in 2 years? So we shall see. Okay. I mean, this is a challenge, but I think the people do have to get together. And I think petitions need to start going around.
Well, we're too late for that. The only thing we can do right now is call the governor's office.
Okay.
518-474-8390. 518-474-8390.
I've called her in the past. You don't get to talk to her.
Of course not.
Well, yeah.
Did you think I was actually suggesting that she would pick up the phone? Tell her Dominic sent you. But I think we still need to all call and leave messages that we are completely against electrification, and it needs to be stayed. And it needs to be thought through more thoroughly, because that's not what's happening.
I want to ask your guest one question, though. Now, I told you I had an electric home in 1977, all electric, and I did switch over to gas. It did cost me to switch over, but it was worth every penny.
Of course.
Are there different code compliances for homes that are electric opposed to those that are gas?
That's a good question, because the code is changing on to get ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by code? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, my house had to be so airtight that I had frost on my windows. I had mold growing in the corners.
Oh, yes.
Air exchange.
Yeah, air exchange. There is code. You have to have under 3 air exchanges per hour. But it sounds like your house wasn't set up to breathe properly, so you need to bring in outdoor air in some fashion, mm-hmm. using an ERV, an HRV. The code is changing again this year to be even more stringent, more insulation, more air sealing, which is going to cost more money.
It's going to be hard on these people, because I know what it was like to live in an all-electric home.
Yes.
But my feeling is I'm done with it. I changed over to gas. I sold the house. I'm in a new home. So
smart.
Hey, Emily.
Have a great day.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jeff touched on the comfort issue. I think there's going to be a big change, you said, in what we perceive as comfort.
Absolutely, there's going to be.
And it's basically because, as the earlier caller had indicated, the dryness of the electric heat?
Well, the dryness of it, and again, you're not going to have the recovery that people are accustomed to. You know, I did it in my own house last night. It was 62. I turned the heat on, and literally within like an hour, hour and a half, I was at 70. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do that anymore.
How long is it going to take to get to temperature, you think?
Depending on how cold the house is, I mean, it could take a whole day, 2 days, 3 days. We don't know.
Wow. So if we have a power outage, then we really have concern for how long that home
is
going to take
to
get
recover.
Back to temperature.
Yeah, I mean, granted, you're going to have more insulation and everything else, but still, you don't have the recovery like you're accustomed to.
A texter's writing, what if Elise Stefanik is elected governor? Well, that's not until next November. So we're going to be already in the weeds by then. So we'll see. Hopefully, by the way, we will be interviewing Elise Stefanik in the days ahead. It may end up being taped, we are trying to set up an interview with her to get her perspective on this whole issue. Let's go to the falls, where we have the Niagara Falls that we don't benefit from, and say good morning to John. Good morning, John. You're on WEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I'm a retired industrial electrician, and what these National Grid and NYSEG are feeding you is bull. They could very easily compare these meters. They would just set two up in series, mm-hmm. have a certified load on the other side, run the load, and see which one is reading what.
Okay. You know, John, you know what? Why don't you hold on, because this is an important discussion, and it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
Okay.
Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Brought to you by Lakeshore Bank, putting people first since 1891.
This is Dominic Cortez. Fall is on its way, and winter's not far behind. Make sure your home stays comfortable all season long with a $99 health and safety checkup from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Need an upgrade? Well, TRS can recommend a high-efficiency Rheem system to keep you cozy and warm with flexible financing to fit your budget. Nothing beats Rheem. Visit TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com for details. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Hi, it's Susan Rose, and the response to Kitchen & Bath Unlimited's Decora cabinet sale has been incredible. So much so, they've extended it, but only until October 26th. Decora cabinets are 25% off, and customers are loving the savings and the stunning new looks for their kitchens and baths. If you've been thinking about a remodel, don't wait. Stop in today at Kitchen & Bath Unlimited on Union near Walden and see just how much you can save on the kitchen of your dreams.
Kitchen & Bath Unlimited.
Online at kitchenandbathunlimited.net.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Whenever someone asks me, who do you call for roof repair or replacement? I say, call Ava Roofing and Siding. They install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. When quality matters, call Ava Roofing. Hammer Time listeners, it's time to gorilla your basement. Right now, get 10% off our beautiful resinous basement floor, 20% off custom cabinet and storage solutions, and a whopping 30% off Trusscore panels to get your basement holiday ready. Why is the Gorilla Floor the best in Western New York? We're the only ones bold enough to guarantee protection against the number one cause of floor failure, moisture. Every Gorilla Floor comes with a built-in vapor barrier at no extra cost. No shortcuts, no peeling, no failures, just Gorilla Strong protection. Visit GorillaGarageGear.com. Fall is here and the colors are everywhere. Bring that same beauty to your backyard with Lenco's Fiberon composite decking. Dominic Cortez here. Fiberon's vibrant colors and natural wood look make your outdoor space pop without the hassle of staining or sealing. Plus, it's durable, splinter-free, and built to handle buffalo weather year after year. Shop wholesale prices with free delivery on orders over $500 when you order online at Lenco.supplies. Celebrate lasting fall. Fiberon decking from Lenco.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
11:35 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. My guests in studio are my friends from TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, Matt Schultz and Jeff Winarski. Folks, you can count on TRS to be honest and deliver you straight answers as to your maintenance needs for your furnace, hot water tank. They're not going to try to upsell you. There's a really big concern in the marketplace right now, guys, about people being upsold when they call for something, especially that's an urgent matter. They're being scared into buying something that they don't need.
That's correct. More and more in this area, big conglomerates are coming and buying up HVAC companies, electric companies, plumbing companies, and all they're about is money. Their mm-hmm. service techs are salesmen. They're mm-hmm. not service techs. Mm-hmm. They come into your house with a nice white shirt, no dirt on them, no stains on them, and they get paid hourly plus commission. So they're going to come in and they're going to tell you that your air conditioner is going to start on fire. They're going to tell you you have a cracked heat exchanger. They're going to show you a saved picture from somewhere else saying you have mold on your coil. We've seen it. It's a sad state of affairs in our industry, and that's what we're up against every day.
So the caution we want to throw to our listening audience is to be aware of that and to get a comparison price and definitely call TRS for that comparison.
Absolutely. We're a fix-it-first company, right? Our guys are they're not paid commission. We come in, you know, we diagnose the system. If the very high cost, say your furnace is 15 years old and you need $2,500 to get it back and up and running, yeah, maybe we're going to, you know, recommend
a
new furnace.
To replace
yep,
it,
right. And our guys have the ability to write a contract there and sell you one there, but we do what's best for the customer. We treat I tell every guy in our company to treat their customer like it's their grandmother,
exactly.
Like it's their mother.
That's why you're sitting where you're sitting, Matthew, because
yep.
We trust that you're doing that. Back to the phones we go where we left off, John in Niagara Falls talking about comparing legacy meters to smart meters. Somebody is texting in, John, that I drank the Kool-Aid to believe that my old consumption was inaccurate and my new consumption on the smart meter is accurate. What do you say about that?
Well, I'm saying that there's a very simple test that any engineer, well, in my day, if I gave that answer that they're giving to people, to my first line supervisor, he would have said bull. You know, you just put the new meter, the old meter in line, in series, and then you have a certified load on the other side. You turn on the electricity, one's going to read something, one's going to read the other, and then you find out why.
Mm-hmm.
The engineering department knows the answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to tell us. For whatever reason, they're just not being upfront about it.
So do you think, in my case, just using what I went through as an example, my old meter, they tell me, was underreporting, and the smart meter is actually reporting. My consumption jumped 1,500 kilowatts in July over July. Do you think that that's possible, or do you think I'm being given a line of bull?
Well, I think it's impossible. I think the line of bull is that they're saying they don't know why.
I see. Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. they just put the two meters. It's like two light bulbs. You know, if you have your light bulbs hooked up in series, if one light bulb goes out, the other one's going to go out.
Mm-hmm. It's so, interesting though. When I asked them to put the old legacy meter back, they said, well, it was no longer available. That we'd have to wait and order one, and they're not in stock anymore.
I mean, it may be that the old ones were reading under, but if that is the case, the engineering department for National Grid and NYSEG certainly know the answer to this.
Okay, John. Well, thanks for sharing
that. Otherwise, they shouldn't be in the electric business.
And you live in the Falls, so you get your electricity for free because you're right at the Falls there.
Oh, yeah, I get it for free. I get this certain thing in the mail every month that reaches in my wallet.
There you go. Thanks for calling, John. Oh. All right.
All right. Thanks.
John's line now available, 803-0930. As we travel to Pendleton next and chat with Adam. Good morning, Adam. You're on WEN.
Good morning.
How are you, Adam? Adam,
oh, come on.
Are you there?
Hello?
Adam, are you there?
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yep.
My question, I guess, is, you know, with the ban of gas appliances, what happens when I need to replace my gas stove maybe, you know, 4 years from now? Am I going to be able to buy a gas appliance, or am I going to have to switch over to electric?
As of right now, 2030, you will have to switch over to electric, as of now.
Mm-hmm. Or go to Pennsylvania and buy it.
2030.
Yeah. That's the date that's going to have impact on all of us. Right now, January 26th is new home construction.
Oh yeah, right. I understand that. I guess the other point is what I don't understand is, I mean, I have Democrat friends and stuff like that, and I don't know if they're not caring or if it's not being expressed or what, but none of them seem to understand that this is happening. They all still think, like, they're not going to do that. They won't do that. And I'm like, no, it's already done.
That's right.
And I don't understand why they're not, like, I was just in Lockport and they're protesting the No Kings thing, which is whatever. They can do whatever they want. But I'm more interested in what my local people do. I mean, voting for president is great, but what directly affects my paycheck, or not my paycheck, my wallet, is going to be my gas stove that, amen, I'm going to have to get rid of and buy electric.
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand why it's not becoming a bigger deal to people.
This happened, Adam, right under our nose, right under all of our noses. It's happened right in the dark of night where this became law, and now we're wondering, wait a minute, how come I wasn't involved with making this decision as a citizen of this state? Well, it didn't work that way. It was made for us. It was made for us. And now...
Right. And I also don't understand, because come November, I'd like to be optimistic, but let's be honest, we all know what's going to happen, is Hochul's going to get reelected, and by probably a landslide. And I don't understand how something like, I mean, this is kind of a pretty serious thing. This isn't like, oh, tax has gone up 3% or like, which is obviously annoying, but like, this is a big deal. It's going to literally affect every single person.
Absolutely correct. Forever. And I would think that anybody who's reasonable, especially if you're listening to all of this and listening to us talk about it ad nauseum here on WEN, that you're going to have this affect your vote. I think that would be the right thing to do is to weigh what the majority party has allowed to happen right under our nose.
Right. I appreciate your time. I just don't get
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Adam.
If this was a decision that the Republican Party made, like I'd bounce in 2 seconds. Like it would be over. Like, are you guys insane?
Exactly. You know? Well, thanks for sharing that, Adam. Appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you for your information.
Yep, Adam's line now available at 803-0930 as we travel to a cell caller. Wes, good morning. You're next. Hello, Wes.
Dominic, thank you so much for your show.
Thank you.
Hi, Dominic.
Yes.
Thank you for your show. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Kind of a two-part question. I have an old, and you may have covered it already, so I'll be real quick. I have an older gas-fired boiler, and by 30, if I haven't replaced it and I need to replace it, I'll have to go to electric. Is that correct?
Correct. As of right now, that's the proposal. We don't know what's coming. Okay. While we're still
we have a little time, but
yeah. We're still hopeful that possibly we can get through to the governor and have her put a stay on all of this, because she's the last person who could do that. And if she does see the light here and put a stay on mm-hmm. this, it's possible that we can slow this down and move that 2030 date either out or suspend that from being a reality.
Okay.
All right.
I just wanted to see if I need to get ahead of the curve and replace my boiler kind of proactively.
Well, but you know, that's something to consider. I would time.
Do they still have them in?
Yeah, I would time that. You'd have to be smart on how you time that because, yes, you probably may run into the issue of availability once we get close to that threshold, if the threshold still exists in a few years. It's going to be an interesting time, right? Are you going to be able to get things? Just like you're saying, are you going to be able to get things now? Are you going to be able to get replacements then?
Yeah, we have no idea. I would say hold tight for the time being because we just don't know.
Right, exactly. All right, Wes, thanks for calling. Let's move on to Clarence and say hi to Jim. Good morning, Jim. You're next.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. Good. How are you?
Good. My house was built in 74, but I purchased it in 94, and it was one of the houses that was all electric. And all I just want to say, and I moved in December of 94. My first electric bill was $980. And then in January of 95, it was $1,280. And then I converted to gas eventually, which it went down to like $200 a month for gas. So today's day, it would be astronomical the amount it would be for my, and I had 80 gallon electric hot water tank. And it was just, I mean, I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. Yeah, so there you go. I mean, it's testimony as to the cost of utility. And I don't know why that's not in anyone's radar who think this is a good idea, the fact that electric utility is so much more costly than gas.
Yeah, well, that's all I want to say. Have a great
day. All right, Jim, thanks for calling.
We stay with gas.
All right, same here. A texter's writing, I have an existing all-electric home. Would I be able to add gas service after January 1?
We don't know. I heard it's in the hands of the inspectors. I know if there's gas on the street, we've heard that, yes. If there's gas on the street, you build your home that you can pay to have a gas line ran to your house. I don't know if that's true. But then what's the cost?
Yeah.
So now you have to pay someone to run gas line in your house and replace your furnace or you know.
So on that point, the builders don't have the answer to that question.
No.
So, but this is an existing home that has electric. I think you could definitely convert safely because it's an existing home up until the 2030 threshold would be the next possible time that would be of concern. Let's move to Cheektowaga now. And Carolyn, good morning.
Hi, Dominic. How are you? I love your show.
Thank you.
I just had a thought. I don't know if this has been brought up because I was outside for a little while, but I fully expect them to do this, and I don't think they're going to rescind or come down on any of these demands. How long is it going to be before New York State, once this is implemented, is going to pass a law that you won't even be able to sell your house unless it's completely converted to electric? Because I can see that happening. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, we were talked about what's happening now, 2026, that's imminent. The talk about it affecting all homes in 2030, still a few years out, possibly could be rescinded.
But can't you see them doing that? I mean, you're talking about liberals. There is no common sense.
Yeah.
No, they're going to do it now. You just gave them the idea.
Yeah, there you have it. So the way of policing this in 2030, it's been said, again, not yet official. We don't have this confirmed. But in 2030, it's been said that the policing agent will be the insurance agencies, the insurance policies that won't renew a homeowner's policy if it has gas appliances in it. That sounds really preposterous.
Yeah.
And I have not been able to verify whether that's true or not. So we'll continuing to monitor that. But your point is that very well taken, because that could be another barometer, another way of policing this is the sale of existing homes.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to do anything. If anything, they're going to even – because remember a couple years ago they were talking about doing this, and then they said no. You know, I remember this being brought up a couple of years ago, and then all of a sudden you didn't hear anything about it, and now again it's passed into law. So, you know, I don't think they're going to do anything about it. I really don't.
This is the problem with this whole issue. It in the dark of night, it's been through a lot of different committees, you know, and very publicly underreported, I might say. The Public Service Commission has held hearings. Their hearings are all public. In fact, you can go back and see them. They're still all archived, which I've done. So it has been... It has been in discussion. It has been around. It has been in the dialogue, kind of under the current of everyday life. But it's been around for several years now, and we've been trying to keep everyone up to date here. But you know, it's been happening, and just that no one's been able to stop it. So that's the issue at hand. 803-0930-1150 is Hammer Time. Our next break is now.
Wondering where to shop for home improvements? Well, you've come to the right place. Our sponsors have proudly earned the Hammer Time Seal of Approval by operating with honesty and integrity. So remember, to buy right the first time, buy from a Hammer Time partner.
That smell when your furnace kicks on, it's not just dust. It's bacteria, mold, dead skin cells, and more. All baked into your air duct system after a long summer. And that's just what burns off. If your ducts haven't been cleaned in the last 3 to 6 years, you're breathing in contamination every day. Call Indoor Air Professionals, 716-683-3000, extension 303. The most thorough duct cleaning and sanitizing before you're sealed indoors for the season.
For every breath.
Lakeshore Bank believes in community banking. With exceptional customer service and local expertise, Lakeshore Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. From home financing to small business banking, Lakeshore Bank gives you access to state-of-the-art online banking tools and the attention, flexibility, and responsiveness you deserve. Visit one of Lakeshore Bank's 10 Western New York branches. Call 716-366-4070 or visit mylsbank.com today.
Sal Capaccio here, reminding you it's time to get your home ready for winter. Mark Klinger, owner of USA Insulation, is right here with me. Mark, why act now?
Sal, our premium foam locks warm air in during the cold months, so your home stays comfortable. And if you're a New York homeowner, you may qualify for up to 80% off your insulation costs. But you've got to hurry. The federal tax credit expires at the end of this year.
Don't wait. Call 716-431-4500.
USA Insulation.
Or visit usainsulation.com.
Attention contractors, this is Dominic Cortez here to remind you that Herb Company is your trusted source for top quality contractor installed products. From tankless hot water heaters to energy efficient boilers and radiant heating systems, Herb has what you need to stay ahead of the curve. With building code changes coming next year, costs are likely to rise, so now's the time to lock in savings. Visit herbcompany.com or call one of our knowledgeable sales associates at 825-1400 today. Plan ahead and save with Herb Company, your partner in excellence.
Looking for the perfect window treatments? At Budget Blinds of Williamsville, we're locally owned and bring the showroom to you with a free in-home consultation. From shades and blinds to draperies, shutters, and Roman shades, we offer a wide range of options, working with top vendors like Hunter Douglas. Plus, with our 5-year, no questions asked warranty, you can trust us for the long haul. Visit us at 8050 Worley Drive or call today. With over 500 five-star Google reviews, we pride ourselves on exceptional service. Budget Blinds of Williamsville. Quality, service, and value in every window.
Hammer Time listeners, it's time to gorilla your basement. Right now, get 10% off our beautiful resinous basement floor, 20% off custom cabinet and storage solutions, and a whopping 30% off Trusscore panels to get your basement holiday ready. Why is the Gorilla Floor the best in Western New York? We're the only ones bold enough to guarantee protection against the number one cause of floor failure, moisture. Every Gorilla Floor comes with a built-in vapor barrier at no extra cost. No shortcuts, no peeling, no failures, just Gorilla Strong protection. Visit GorillaGarageGear.com.
Stay tuned right after Hammer Time for Senior Radio Buffalo, hosted by Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio is dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Coming up at noon.
Eleven fifty-four is Hammer Time. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. As we bring it till noontime, Linda Pellegrino follows me with Senior Radio. My guests for the show have been TRS representatives Matt Schultz and Jeff Winarski. We've entertained your questions about furnace repair and, of course, electrification. And I want to don't want to end the show without giving out the governor's phone number again. Give Kathy Hochul a call. Tell her your opinion about electrification. 518-474-8390. Everybody should call the governor. First, tell her that Dominic says hello, and then tell her what you think about electrification.
You know, I think she owes you some dinner. You're sending her a lot of new friends.
There you go.
She should take you out.
There you go. She's going to take me out, is right. 803-0930 to Clarence and Rick. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. I just wanted to throw this one out real quick. The higher the bill, the higher the taxes, and knowing this state, they've already got that money spent.
You're right, because it's all based on the bottom line, and it's taxed on that. That's an interesting observation.
You take a look at your electric bill, and there's just a laundry list of little taxes that they throw in, so the higher the bill, the higher the tax. Hey, have a nice weekend.
That's a great way to end the show is with that comment from you, Rick. Let's go to Hamburg now. And Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, Ed.
Quick question. I'm in the middle of a new build construction. It's a pole bar construction, spray foam installation, radiant heat floor. Mm-hmm. I presently have in solar put on. I need the choice of my boiler. It says about 90 BTUs on demand. I can either go electric, propane, or natural gas, but in order to do natural gas, it's going to cost me $13,000 to bring it to the property.
Oh, boy.
Then I would definitely, if you don't want to do the natural gas, I would go with propane over electric.
Okay.
But I guess propane being equal to natural gas, he's basically kicking the can down the road on the infrastructure cost. If the infrastructure was in place at $13,000, do you think he might get more lifespan out of natural gas than?
Again, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. To spend the $13,000 now for it's hard to make that call, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the gas, okay, but the only other ace I got in the hole is I'm solar installed, and I have a backup generator.
Mm-hmm.
So
how are you running the generator?
It'll be on propane.
Okay.
Or natural gas if I decide to bring it in. But I think $13,000 to bring natural gas 600 foot is ridiculous.
Ultimately, natural gas is the best way to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's giving you that $13,000 price tag?
National Fuel.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you call in next Saturday? We're having a representative on from National Fuel, and maybe we can negotiate a better price for you.
my first thought is I'd love to do natural gas just for the rest of the appliances.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want all electric, even though I'm on the, you know, I'll be off the grid. It's just ridiculous that I have to pay natural fuel to get a product to me that they're going to make money on.
There you go.
It doesn't seem right to me.
I think you've got a great question for our guest next Saturday, so be sure
next
to call
week?
Back. Yep, next Saturday.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling, Ed.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I mean, how do you make that decision?
It's tough.
Yeah,
it is.
Spend $13,000 to save money.
I'd probably go propane. I would just go propane.
I would stay away from the electric.
Stay away from the electric.
Exactly. To Marilla we go. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you got me in here.
Yes.
I have two quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what's going to happen to all of the natural gas that we're not going to be using because we've gone to electrification?
Probably National Fuel will sell it to other states.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the second question.
Other states that are sensible.
Yeah, I get it. I get
it. Which, by the way, is 49 other states.
I understand that. I do. Second question is, if you convert your house to electric heat, whether it be an electric furnace or electric satellite units run from geothermal, what is the breaker size that has to be used to run these units in a house?
Okay.
Depending on the size of the house, you're talking 240-amp breakers, right? Some of them need 80, 90 amps to run, depending on the size of your house.
Okay, so it's less than 100 amps.
Sometimes. It depends. I mean, you might have to upgrade your service to now switch to electric. So now you're upgrading your service and upgrading your HVAC system.
Okay, well, now that's my point. Okay, I put a lot of electrical services in houses over the years. I was a house builder for 49 years. And there has always been a rule through the electrical inspection organizations and through NYSEG that if you put a 200-amp service in your house, you can run a sub-panel that's 150 amps.
Too bad we're out of time, Jim. I got to cut you off there. I want to thank my friends from TRS for spending the show with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And remember, life may be hard.